Hi, my name is Haley.
Hi, my name is Jordan.
Hi, my name is Brandon.
You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out,
a radio show for kids.
All about the library.
The Elgin County Library.
We hope you enjoy the show.
One more time.
We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thanks, Haley, Jordan, and Brandon for that great introduction. They were at the Springfield Public Library when they took time out to help us put this show together. I'm Julie Berry, host of Check It In, Check It Out, coming to you from 105.9 DeBrigg in Elmer, Ontario. It is getting close to bedtime in many households across Elgin County. Bedtime. Not every kid's favorite time of day. I mean, who really wants to leave the hustle and bustle, the bright lights of daytime? And sleeping? What can be more boring than that? And you know, I got to wondering about monkeys. Yes, yes, teachers, I'll tell them. I got to wondering, how do monkeys sleep? Or do they sleep at all? And I found out that monkeys do sleep, but they will just find a nice comfortable tree branch and sit on it. And then they go to sleep. They like to sleep way up high, so they'll be safe from their enemies, the big cats like tigers and jaguars. Also, big snakes like boa constrictors and pythons. And humans are their enemies sometimes, too. Human hunters. Wow, I'm surprised any monkey would get even a wink of sleep with all those enemies lurking around in the dark. It's okay, cheekers. You sleep at the radio station. There are no tigers or boa constrictors there. Just one noisy rooster. Our first story tonight is about a baby who wouldn't go to bed. Get snuggly, get cozy, and get ready to listen. The Baby Who Wouldn't Go to Bed by Helen Cooper. Bedtime, said the mother. No, said the baby, playing in his car. It's still light. But it's summer, said the mother. A little bit later. Bedtime, said the mother. No, said the baby, playing in his car. I'm going to stay up all night. Oh, no, you're not, said the mother. But the baby revved up his car. Vroom, chug-a-chug, then drove away as fast as he could, and the mother couldn't catch him. Well, he hadn't driven very far before he met a tiger. Let's play at roaring, said the baby. But the tiger was too tired. Nighttime is for snoring, not roaring, yawned the tiger. Come back in the morning. I'll play with you then. So off went the baby, vroom, chug-a-chug, till he met a troop of soldiers. Let's march, said the baby, but the soldiers were too sleepy. Nighttime is for dreaming, not parading, said the captain. We're going back to our castle, and so should you. But the baby didn't want to. He trundled away in his car, vroom, chug-a-chug, as fast as he could. Next, he came across a little train. Race you to the station for a jolly good smash-up, said the baby. But the train was too tired. Nighttime is for resting, not racing, said the train. I'm going home to my depot, and so should you. But still the baby rumbled along the road, vroom, chug-a-chug, till he met some musicians. Let's have a party and dance all night, said the baby. But the musicians were too drowsy. We're really, really tired, they said. But give us a lift home and we'll play you a lullaby instead. musicians played such a sweet tune that the sun was lulled to sleep and the moon came out. The little car went slower and slower and slower. And soon the musicians nodded off. Then the little car stopped. It had fallen asleep too. The baby looked up at the moon. "Can't we have a midnight feast?" he wailed. "It's bedtime," sighed the moon drowsily, and even the moon closed her eyes and dozed off. Now the baby had to push the car in the dusky dark. It was hard work, and soon he'd gone as far as he could, so he stood quite still, all alone, with the sleeping world around him. There was someone else who was not asleep, someone who was looking for the baby, and getting nearer and nearer and nearer all the time. Someone who was ever so weary but couldn't go to bed until the baby did. It was the mother, and the baby hugged her. Then the mother lifted up the baby with one arm and pushed the car with the other. She was a very strong mother, and she trundled and bundled them all the way home. "Bedtime?" said the baby sleepily. "Whispered the mother. You said you were staying up all night." Said the baby. "All right then," said the mother. "Good night." Bedtime stories are wonderful things, but when you're a tired mom or dad, sometimes those bedtime stories are just too long. Here is a book with stories that are perfect for moms and dads who are too tired for the long stories. It's called Once Upon a Time, The End, and it's written by Jeffrey Klosk and Barry Blitt. Once upon a time, and a long, long time ago, late at night, when it was dark, over the hills, through the woods, across a great ocean, in a land far away, in a small house, on a hill, under a full moon, in a big, fluffy bed, under the covers, was a little girl, or maybe it was a boy, who wouldn't go to bed. "Just one more story," this child cried over and over again. So the noble and tired father obliged. But as he read, he started cutting little words here and there so the stories would go faster. And faster. And faster. Until finally his child would be asleep, and everyone could live happily ever after. The end. And so here are some of the stories that the tired and noble father began to read to the little child who wouldn't go to sleep. Two little pigs. Two little pigs lived in the forest. One pig built a house out of straw. He was lazy. The other built a house out of stone. He worked hard. A hungry wolf came by and blew down the house made of straw. The pigs hid in the stone house. The wolf said, "Come out or I'll blow your house away." But the pig said, "No way." The wolf blew and blew but couldn't do it. He left the forest, and the pigs lived forever together. The end. Time for bed. Goldilocks and the Bears. There were some bears. It doesn't really matter how many. There was a bunch. Let's get to the point. While they were out, a blonde girl ate a bear's porridge, broke a bear's chair, and fell asleep in a bear's bed. When the bears came back, they found her asleep. She woke up, screamed, and ran home so she could sleep in her own bed, just like you. The end. The Little Red Hen. None of the animals in the barnyard would help the little red hen plant or harvest or cook her vegetables. No thanks, they said. I don't want to work. But when the little red hen's soup was ready, they said, hey, I'll help you eat. No thanks, said the hen. The end. Why are you still awake? In that peaceful little house atop the hill on the other side of the woods, oh, you know where it is, that fellow with the kid who wouldn't go to sleep wasn't making much progress. All those pigs and bears and wolves and chickens and hens made such a racket that the child could not get to sleep. So the fellow picked up the pace, chopped stories in half. No barnyard animals would get in his path. Sleeping Beauty. A wicked fairy put a spell on a princess. When she pricked her finger on a sewing machine, her entire family fell asleep for 100 years. Eventually, a prince came along, and finding the beautiful girl, gave her a kiss. She woke, happy and refreshed, and so did her parents. Her advice to you, go to sleep. The end. Hey, diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon. If you don't fall asleep, I'll run screaming from this room. Riddle 1. Why did the chicken cross the road? To go to sleep. Riddle 2. Knock, knock. Who's there? Bed. Bed who? Better go to sleep. And they all lived. The end. Well, my friends, it's getting very close to bedtime here at the radio station. Just so you don't go to bed without a giggle, here's something to tickle that funny bone. What has 4 legs but only 1 foot? A bed.
Check It In, Check It Out is made possible through the generous support of the Elgin County Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmont, Ontario.
Thank you to Corey Berg for doing the credits for our show tonight. And that, my dear friends, is all the time we have tonight. You can listen to Check It In, Check It Out at 5 on Mondays and Wednesdays. Thanks to everyone at 105.9 DeBrigg for giving Check It In, Check It Out a good home. I'm Julie Berry. Thanks for listening.
Good day, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. I hope you have this program geglecht. Ich bin Mary Ham, and ich schaffe bei der Elmer Library. We have a library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and you can crack die, what you want for. They sind alle neu up. Die Öffnungsstunden sind an der Library deren zu sein. You can phone the phone number as 519-631-1560 extension 109 wenn du noch mehr Information fehlt. Bitte kommt nan und seid was wir haben in unser Libraries zum Jünt und Jüne Familie mit helfen.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.